Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl G-Snaps. We're doing it live right here, right now on G-Snaps Radio. We got a big, big show. It's going down very, very, very big today. We have some very interesting sounds going on today. So we definitely, definitely want everybody to listen. 347-857-4602. That's the number to call. We're getting ready to get this. We're about to get this interview started. It is about to go down. We got Electric Division coming right now. We got Dave. Dave from Electric Division is coming on right now with the new information about their group, where they're going, where they're coming from, and what you're about to hear. So we definitely about to start this interview. Let's go Vegas, all the way to UK. We're doing it live from Los Angeles to Vegas to everywhere. ATL is definitely on the map this year. Dave, what's going on?
How you doing? It's good to hear you.
Excellent. Hello? Excellent. I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
So Dave, we're gonna talk about a little bit more of your music, but I want to get to know who you guys are first. So introduce yourself. Let everybody know what you do, who you are, and what you're trying to do.
All right, my name's Dave, and I'm the lead singer and guitar player, and I also play synths. We have another member, James Frame. He plays keyboards, and our drummer is Brian Sumwalt, and he plays just mainly percussions, and that's it. And I think we're actually, for our live show, we're going to start to add some people. So I think we're going to have a bass player. His name's Miles, and he might be taking on some of the utility things that we have going on, things that we can't really get to ourselves. So we're kind of like starting to add on some people into the band.
Excellent. So what type of sound is this? Because nowadays they say that we have so many different sounds when it comes to electronic sound. It comes to, you know, a hard rock sound, a soft rock sound. What type of group do you label yourself, or what type of group are you?
I guess, you know, if you did have to label us, it would be an electronic band. You know, we're definitely got an eclectic sound, I guess. We kind of dabble in like what feels and sounds good. So, you know, it kind of varies from time to time. I couldn't really pinpoint exactly where you could sit us in as far as the genre, but definitely a huge electronic element to it.
Excellent. So you guys were found in 2013, and are you guys all from California, or where are you guys all from? Where did this all originate?
The one of them's actually, most of us are from California. I'm like originally from the East Coast, from Florida, but I've been out here in LA for like 16 years now, so I don't know. Kind of makes me, I don't know, pretty local now. But for the most part, you know, James is from San Diego, and so is the drummer, Brian. So, yeah, I guess you could mostly say most of us are California boys.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit more about who you guys are. I want to hear some exciting stories. So we want to know, I want to get deep down into this group. Have you guys ever had any opportunities to work with big celebrities, big artists, big groups that you would always dream to work with?
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of had their moments here, especially living in LA. You know, you end up meeting a lot of people in the music industry here. And I think, you know, throughout the years, I've gotten to, you know, got to work with a lot of people that, you know, I thought I'd never work with. Some of the people, it's like, I've always, when I was younger, been a huge fan of Jane's Addiction, and Stephen Perkins happened to help me out one time to work out some drum tracks and things like that. And, you know, that was a huge thing for me. I really thought he was one of the greatest drummers it could be as far as when it comes to rock drummers. So I was pretty excited about that. And, you know, I think everybody in the band has had their moments with, like, you know, being able to work with some people in the industry that they've respected and, you know, thought that it would be a good opportunity. But for the most part, I get to work with them. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to ask you, so tell a little about who you have actually got to work with.
See, I've gotten to work with Steve Perkins, as I said. There's a lot of rap people I've gotten to work with. In the studio, I have a friend, his name is Seagal. He does a lot of mixing and engineering for, let's say, he used to work with Dre for a long time, Eminem, Outkast. You know, I think he's actually got a Grammy for, he mixed Bombs Over Baghdad, and I think he got a Grammy for that. So, you know, I work with him a lot. He's a good friend of mine, and together we get to work with a lot of people and stuff. So, other names I can think of, I've worked with Fred Durst. We kind of used to play together a long time ago. And I've gotten to work with Tricky from Massive Attack a little bit. And, you know, the list kind of goes on. I feel like I'm just dropping names, though.
That's excellent. So that's, you did a lot of good. I mean, that's a lot of big names right there. So that's excellent, excellent to have hear that you actually have been able to work with people that has actually shown that they have made it in the industry and they have had hard work that paid off to make it where they are now. So you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing right now. Interviews, you know, everything, press releases, everything that you can do it. So what I want to do is I want to start getting into some of your music because I have a few songs here that we have. So I have, again, this is Electric Division, okay? So we want everybody to call in with your question for Electric Division. We got Dave on the line. We got the group member Dave on the line. He's definitely, definitely ready for you guys' questions. So let's get ready to call in. 347-857-4602. That's the number to call, and make sure you get with us. Now, before I go on to play this song, I want to talk about it a little bit because I was listening to it previously and previewing the song, and it kind of gave me feeling where I needed to just, it just wanted me to, I wanted to jump on my bed, I wanted to scream, and I wanted to do a lot of stuff when I listened to this song. So, Lose Control, tell us a little bit about Lose Control.
Oh, that's funny you brought that one up. Well, that one definitely has a story. That mainly, the inspiration for that song was, like I said, working in the studio with my friend Seagal. We spent a lot of time there. I would be there working with other artists, you know, doing my project, doing whatever. But it seemed to be such a long day and night thing to where we just end up, you know, I guess things get carried away sometimes. You end up partying and you're just like, wow, it gets pretty nuts, you know. You find yourself going home at 5 in the morning and just being like, wow.
Wow, right,
none.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that was the whole inspiration. That was basically mostly about holding on and, like, being able to maintain yourself and do what you got to do in the studio.
Excellent. Excellent. So this is what I want to do. I want to play it. We're going to talk about it. I want everybody to give us a call right now, 347-857-4602. We got Dave on the line from Electric Division. I'm telling you right now, this music is really, really worth hearing. We got Dave. He's, again, a vocalist. He's a guitarist. He's a symphonist. He has everything that we basically need to hear from when it comes to sound. He gives it to us. So let's listen to it. Let's take a back. Let's listen. Sit back, relax, get your chips. Don't go nowhere. 347-857-4602. Dave, won't you go ahead and introduce Lose Control?
All right. This is Dave with Electric Division, and you're listening to Lose Control.
Definitely. You hear it right now on G-Snap Radio. Let's go, Lose Control! Somewhere. So that's excellent.
Nice. I'm glad I have some purpose.
Excellent. Excellent. So, you know, a big question in my head when it comes down to electric music guitars, when you decided to pick up that guitar for the first time, how did you know you wanted to move on professionally?
I think when I first picked up the guitar, I honestly wanted to play drums at first. So it was a situation where I talked my dad into being able to buy me an instrument, and it was drums. And we went there to the store to go buy drums, and he finally got the first price of it, and it was like $1,200 for a full kit. He was like, "Wow, that's not gonna happen," you know. He's like, pointed at some of the guitars and was like, you know, pick out one of those, I think. So I think the guitar ended up being like maybe $150 or something like that. I think that was more what he was thinking on buying. And I think that's kind of how I ended up playing guitar. And after a while, I didn't even really play it, but I had mutual friends that were, you know, I had a friend that played drums and another friend that played bass and guitar. And we all just started getting together and jamming. And then that's when I really first realized, I was like, well, I definitely want to do this and pursue it. And, you know, make something out of it and play in a band and perform and things like that. You know, it just felt really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Excellent. 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 So when it came down to the group, how did you decide was going to be in the group? Who actually made the group to actually become Electric Division?
You know what? It was between me and a friend. We were kind of this guy, James, that plays in the band. He plays keys. He was working with one of the guys that I knew in the studio that I was talking about earlier. And their project wasn't really working out too well. So we kind of had talked a little bit and, you know, we were like, yeah, let's mess around and see if things work out. And right away, I think we started working on, I think it was the first song we worked on. I think we got it done within the day, you know, so it was just like, wow, that went pretty well. And, you know, things were clicking. So we decided to go for it. And then we added in one of his friends. He's a Berkeley student. So we just kind of brought in one of his friends and then just built up from there.
Excellent. Wonderful. So I'm interested in your music. It has some slow but clear understanding of what you're trying to say, the message you're trying to bring out. Now, is it more of a message to you, or is it more of a sound to you when it comes to your music?
You know, I think it's more of a sound. I'm definitely more of a sound person, probably. When it comes to writing lyrics and getting a message across, you know, I tend to be very vague sometimes. So, you know, I guess I don't like to throw out too much personal stuff, which is probably a bad thing. I should probably be more open and honest.
Yeah, excellent. But what's the better place to do it? But in your song, in the studio booth, by yourself. You know, you're in your head with your headphones in your zone, making a track. The best thing to do is to do your music. But I can kind of tell through some of your music a little bit about you, without even knowing who you really were. So when it comes down to this song, Slow Fizz, what do you think about the song that you actually came up with as far as the lyrics? Because I was trying to listen to the lyrics, and I'll be honest with you, I had to listen to the song a few times to actually understand the lyrics that was played and get the understanding in the message of it. So it was really deep for me because I loved the sound. I was, you know, rocking my head. But when it came down to the lyrics, I really wanted to understand what was said. So tell everybody a little bit more about this song.
Well, before I say something, what kind of message did you get out of it? What did you think it was about?
Okay, I'll be honest. This is what I got. I got kind of like, it's more like you're in your own zone. You're in your own area, your own box, and you basically don't want to be bothered. But at the end of the day, you still have a personality, and you want to bring it out to the world for the world to see. But you're kind of shy, and you don't want to. You kind of live your life, like you said, in a private world.
Yeah, well, you know, it's definitely a more in-depth version, but it's basically just about a drug-induced experience that someone had, and for the first time, that's how they kind of experienced it, I guess.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, I don't want to say you were lost, or the song means somebody was lost, but they were definitely confused. In a private place, they wanted to be alone. It was kind of dark. It was kind of a dark, like, kind of story that I got from it. So I want everybody to tell me what you got from it. 347-857-4602. I love this track. Again, a lot of the song, there's a lot of instruments and a lot of instrumentals going on in this song, more than vocals. So pay attention and take yourself to where they want you to go. So 347-857-4602. I'm going to zone out here, and I want everybody to do the same. So let's go. Listen to this song and come right back. We're going to play a commercial, pay some bills, and we're going to come right back. But I want y'all to hear this song, Slow Fuzz, right here on G-Snaps Radio.
car could cost a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. So to save the money, we thought we'd save the money. Let's go to the amusement park. Go ahead.
All right. Step right up.
There's an easier way to save. To get a free rate quote, go to Geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico.
You heard it first, G-Snaps Radio. We are back with live 347-857-4602. That's the number to call. We have your boy Dave on the line. Dave, that song right there was, like I say, it was a real impressive song the way you guys did that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think everybody in the band does.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you. Now, Dave, let's just get on to a little bit more of what you guys are looking for to do with your music and as far as moving on, where you're trying to go.
Lately we've been really into, like, our live performance. I think that's been kind of fun. To incorporate electronics with a live performance is really fun. Playing, like, synths and stuff is kind of new to me a little bit, so I think we're, like, focused on making our live performance really good.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. That's what I'm talking about. So as far as the whole band, in about 10 years, where do you think that you guys are all feeling that you may be in 10 years?
In 10 years, wow.
10 years, wow.
I just hope we're still playing. I hope we're still playing. I hope we're a lot more accomplished, I hope we get to, like, enjoy some of these things. Like, you know, I really enjoy going to festivals and seeing some of the bands, and being a part of that would be really nice, you know, getting to do that a little bit more. And, just writing and seeing what we come out with. I think in 10 years, hopefully we have at least good 2-3 albums that a lot of people can appreciate and like, and hopefully our live show blows people away.
Excellent, excellent. So one more thing before we go into another one of your songs. I just really need to know, the youth out here, what advice would you give them if they want to be a guitar player, if they want to be a vocalist, or if they want to be a songwriter? What kind of advice would you give to the youth?
I would say persevere. Like, keep on working hard at it, you know, and just, no matter what people tell you, you just got to believe in what you do.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. So let's get into this. Let's get into your song. We're gonna play the song, and then I want you to tell people exactly what it is that you're talking about and what song this is. And also, we want to know where we can find your music. I'm getting a lot of chat room holders chatting me right now, asking, what's your Twitter? What's your Facebook? Tell everybody right now where they can find you guys, the Electric Division's information, music, if they want to book you for a show. Tell everybody where they can find you right now before we play your song.
All right. Well, if you need to book for a show, you can book us through GS Bookings. You can find that online through Facebook. And if you want to connect with us personally, Facebook is obviously a good place. Our SoundCloud, usually for a lot of the singles that we put out, we let people download for free. So you can check out our SoundCloud and see what's available right now. And for the most part, I think our Twitter is E_Division. And also we have an Instagram, Electric Division. And that's about it. I think the best place, too, is if you wanted to ever message and reach out to us, is hit us up on Facebook.
Excellent, it. Y'all hit him out. You heard him first. We're going to make sure that we get that again, that information again, so people who's not listening can definitely listen. 347-857-4602. If you got a question, give us a call. And then we got Electric Division. We got Dave on the line. He is the vocalist and guitarist. He's the symphonist. He is doing his thing. We need you guys to give us a call and tell us what you think. 347-857-4602. Give us some calls here. G-Snaps Radio here. What we're going to do is we're going to play this song from Electric Division. It's Transferring. Now, before you guys even ask what the topic of the song is about, I want you to listen to it. And I want you to tell me what you think it is, and then we're going to have Dave tell us what it is. So we got right now, 347-857-4602. The lines are open, so go ahead and give us a call. We got Dave, Electric Division on the line, Transferring right now on G-Snaps Radio. Just bear with us here. We're going to get all the questions answered right here on G-Snaps Radio. Division, we have Dave. Dave, tell us a little bit more about that track we just heard.
Basically, it's called Transferring Chick, and it's about how you kind of meet someone and just kind of like start to vibe with them and everything, and then later on you just kind of find out that that other person and they got kind of a motive and they just meet you and then kind of suck whatever they can out of you and then move on to the next person.
Oh, wow. Is that a personal story? Is that something personal?
I think it is. I think everybody's kind of went through something like that when they meet that kind of person. So, you know, I think everybody in the group we had talked about it knows someone similar to that effect.
Excellent. Yes, definitely. So where are the other band members now? What is everybody doing?
Right now we have everybody else is working or another member is doing like a family thing with his girlfriend, and I'm the only one that has the most free time, I guess.
Excellent. Well, that's excellent. So as far as you guys moving forward, are you guys dropping an album or a single? Where can they get the album or the single or any of your songs from?
Well, for right now, they can, like I said earlier, we could go to SoundCloud, and we usually give all our singles out for free download. Or, you know, there might be some other websites online, that like free MP3 sites that you can probably download some of our stuff from. But we're working on an album. I think we're going to come out with our first album probably within, let's say, late fall. And, you know, we're looking forward to it, you know. We're just kind of working out where it's going to come out and everything like that. And so far we've gotten good material together, so we're excited about it.
Excellent. I'm excited for you guys. You guys seem like you guys are going far, and you're going to actually be somebody and go somewhere in 2015. It seems like it's this year is almost over, but a lot of things have done in this year to make yourself actually noticeable and people know who you are. I asked a few people around about you and see if they heard about you, and they heard about they heard about you guys. They also heard about some of the music that you played. So for me to be able to, you know, go around and ask, have they heard about you? And people said, yes, that's an accomplishment all the way here in Las Vegas. And from Atlanta, Georgia to everywhere is listening, and you getting yourself out there, you getting your group out there, you being the vocalist, you telling the story is going to get you guys out here further and further. And you just got to keep believing in yourself and making yourself your main priority and working on the music and making it better and better each day for you. And I think you guys are going to go far in life. As far as your music, I really want to know if we can get some more music to G-Snaps Radio. We definitely want to play. Make sure you want to play the hottest stuff that you have out, the most stuff that you have. So we're definitely interested in more music from you guys. I do want to get into one more or a few more of your songs before the show is over, but I definitely want to get into it with them. Is there anything before we get into the songs that you want to say about your music or that you want to tell anybody that's listening? If you hear anybody that's in the world that could be listening right now, what would you say?
Well, I'd like to thank people for anybody that's out there that has been listening to us and giving us some attention. We highly appreciate it. It's very flattering to know that some people like what we're doing. And, you know, just I look forward to letting everybody hear what we got coming out next. I think it's definitely going to be, you know, somewhat of a – it's experimental for us, and I think what we're doing, people will like if they like what we've already been doing. So keep in tune for what we're coming out with next.
Excellent. We keep it in tune. I need to definitely say thank you again for taking the time out on your busy Sunday to take the time out and talk with us and get the real understanding of who Alleged Vision really is, and so made your music, as far as your music has touched me, because I don't listen to a lot of the guitar and electric. But when I heard it, I added your group to my albums because I was ecstatic about some of the things that I heard with the music, as far as the instruments that were playing, as far as the talent with your voices, how you determine what song is which. Everybody's song nowadays is starting to sound alike, but with your music, sounds a lot different, even with using the same instrument. I saw that in every song that I listened to, it had a different sound to it. And I appreciated that part about it, because everybody that I listen to on the radio or I hear that sends me music all sound alike. Everybody sounds just alike. But this particular group, Electric Division, has shown me that these sounds can be different no matter how many guitars you have, no matter how many drums you have. You can make it sound your own sound, because that's how you guys are portraying yourselves. And that's awesome, because without a new sound in the world, music is going to die down soon. We're going to find something else to do if we can't find new sound. And you guys are definitely bringing out. We definitely want to say congratulations with that.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Yeah, we just want to keep people interested. I think it makes it more interesting for us, too, to, like, try to do new things and, you know, let people, like, start off hearing a song and wonder where it's going to go. So, you know.
Excellent. Hopefully, excellent. Well, that people is excellent. What stay. I want to go ahead and do is I want you to talk about these songs. We got Sketch coming up, and I want everybody to start listening to this song, because when I heard it, again, it was a different sound. However, it made me want to actually play it over again when I heard this particular song. So we're going to play it. We want people to call in. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. We want you to keep it real today. We're on G-Snaps Radio for a reason. So do not miss it. G-Snaps Radio, we got Dave. G-Snaps Radio. 347-857-4602. That's the number to call. Make sure you listen. This song right here is going to blow your mind. Listen to it right here on G-Snaps Radio. Scratch, we're doing it big. G-Snaps Radio.
Thank you. New Weetabix chocolate spoon size. Fuel for fun.
Finally it's morning, stretching, I'm yawning. BB&C is what I'm thinking of, and it only can be found in my Reese's Puffs. Nothing can compare to the creamy crunch. Peanut butter, chocolate, great when separate. But when they combine, they make the morning time epic. Morning time epic. R-double-E-S-E-S-E-S.
Nothing beats the perfect combination of tasty peanut butter and chocolatey flavor in Reese's Puffs cereal, an epic part of a complete breakfast.
P to the U-double-F-S, yes.
Oh yeah. Mmm. Yum. They're magically delicious.
Oh, those are me Lucky Charms.
Follow me. Heart, stars, bushes, clovers, and the moon. Hourglass, rainbows, and tasty red balloons.
Hey.
Lucky Charm cereal, part of a good breakfast.
You heard it. Heard it first. It's G-Snaps Radio. We're doing it, big. We got Dave from Electric. And that's the Electric Division. We're doing it big every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day you need. We're going to be live for you to hear us. Dave, I want, before we play your last song, we got a couple more minutes before your interview's over. I wanted to again say thank you so much for spending this time to give us more information on who you are, what you're doing. Can you please tell everybody again where they can find your music, your Instagram, your social medias, everything, your email, where they can book you? Let them know right now.
Okay. You can get a hold of us through our booking agent, GS Booking. You can probably reach her through Facebook. And also for us, we have an Instagram that's under Electric Division. You can reach us on Twitter at @E_Division. And also on Facebook, Electric Division. And our SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Electric Division.
Excellent. Y'all heard it first. So I want to talk to you a little bit more before we get ready to play this last song. I saved this song for a reason because I knew that you are an Army brat. You grew up living in different places such as Scotland, Alaska, Florida, you know, San Francisco. You lived everywhere, and now you live in Los Angeles. And you grew up, you know, playing with just basically having love for music and skateboarding. So this particular song I saved for the last bit because I knew a little bit more about you, and I knew that this song right here was a part of, you know, all of that. Basically, you being an Army brat, you being from city to city, state to state, country to country, you had different avenues in life that a lot of people did not get to see because they weren't able to live a life like you. So it's actually a good thing to see different things in different parts of the world because you know a little bit more about a little bit of everything around you, around the whole world, the community, the continent, everything, because you've been there and you've done that. So with this song right here, I kind of had a feeling that it had something to do with that. And it's Trey Morse. So let's hear a little bit more about that. Trey, tell me a little bit more of what you think this song is really about, and why'd you come up with this type of theme for this song?
Trevor's is about basically when you're having that moment where you realize something good is happening, and you kind of feel it, and just like, oh wow, you know. Like, you're catching yourself in this great moment, kind of. And then, you know, it does happen by, like, traveling and having all these experiences and being open to things. And, you know, sometimes you just get to, like, while you're in the moment, you realize, oh, this is something great that's happening.
Excellent. So let's take a look. We're going to listen to it, 347-857-4602. All my callers are calling to they're definitely scared to call in today. I'm getting a lot of chat room questions. Thank you for all the questions from my chat room, 347-857-4602. That's the number to call. Give us a call. We got Dave on the line for a little bit more. If you want to talk with Dave from Electric Division, you definitely better call in right now, 347-857-4602. It's going down, Trey Mitch. Listen to this song here. I want everybody to stand up. Listen to it. Let's go. G-Snaps Radio.
Thank you.
You heard it right there, right now. That's radio. You heard it right there. That's my boy Dave Electric. And again, when I say that this song right here, it had me really thinking I was alone, wishing I was in some. I was thinking, Dave, amazing job. Amazing job at being the stand-up guy. The interview, you were very professional. You did a stand-up job. I salute you for being who you are. I'm glad that you have love for me. I am glad that I was able to be able to meet with you and tell you and get more about your group, because I'm a fan now, so you got me as a fan. I want to make a play. Again, I want you to tell everybody where they can find your information.
Okay, well, you can find us on Facebook, obviously. I think you can find everybody on Facebook. Also, if you wanted to download some of our singles, you can go to our SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/electricdivision. And if you wanted to get us on Twitter, it's E_division. And we are also on Instagram under the name Electric Division. And if you wanted to email us, you can email us at electricdivisionmusic.com.
Excellent. Electric Division. Y'all heard it there. Again, Dave, he is not only is the band, but he's a big part. He's a vocalist. He's a guitarist. He's a symphonist. He has everything that the band needs to be together. The glue of the band. You are the glue.
Thank
when it comes
you.
Down to what you do for the band, you make the band. The sound man is because of the vocal.
Thank you.
The guitar, the songs, and pretty much there's a guitar. you play a big
thank
role.
Thank you very much.
In your group, I definitely want to thank you. Oh,
well, I appreciate
welcome.
That.
You're definitely welcome. Thank you very much. And again, if you want to give out shouts, if you tell anybody anything else, this is your chance.
Well, I just want to thank everybody that's been listening and anybody that's downloaded any of our music, and to everybody else in the band. Definitely couldn't do it without them. James, Miles, Diami, Ryan, everybody that's involved, and I want to thank Seagal. And, everybody keep in touch with us, and stay tuned for what we're going to come out with next.
Excellent, excellent. One more time, so they can find you, because they're asking you to repeat it.
Okay, you can reach us at electricdivisionmusic@gmail.com. I think it is something like that. That's our email. But if you go to our Facebook, we have some contact there. You can reach us at, and also you can go to our Twitter, which is at @E_division. And also, we can go to our SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/electricdivision.
Right. First, Electric Division, I want to give you guys a round of applause for everything today. You have an immaculate band here. This band, I heard you say it was going to get big. We can't wait to meet you, to actually enjoy your music together. One more question before you go. One more question pop here. Where are you expecting music to play?
I'm sorry, got a little cut out right there. Where do we expect to hear our music, you say?
Where do you in the nightclub, in the bar? Where do you want? Where attracting your music?
I think one place I'd love to hear our music is in people's cars. Maybe on the radio here and there, and if you're out in the club and you happen to hear our music, that would be awesome too. You know, that would be great. Have a nice little drink, and hopefully it makes you move.
There you go. Well, that's right, you guys. Thank you so much, Dave, for giving us a call. today. Just in the group, James, G-Star Nation Division. You guys keep doing what you guys rock, and you rock hard. Again, this is G-Star. We had Dave on the line. He definitely what his band and what they came from. We want to say thank you again, Electric Division. We got Bobo coming up. Do not miss the show. 347-857-4602. That's the number to call. We are out of time. I want to say again, thank you for choosing the G-Nas Radio. Now today in UK, all the way to ATL, to Vegas, to ATL, to everywhere. Thank you so much for watching it out.